Andre was big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was not small. No, no, no. Andre could eat and he could fight. Drink, drink, drink. Fight, fight, fight. Andre was big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was not small. No, no, no. Andre could drink and he could fight. Drink, drink, drink. Fight, fight, fight. Andre the Giant. Andre was big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was not small. No, no, no. Andre was great. He was not bad. A great big heart and a great big man. Andre was big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was not small. No, no, no. Andre could and he could fight. Great, great, great. Fight, fight, fight.
From Grenoble, France.
All right. Welcome to the first edition of Jacking Off in Your Head Audio with my man, One Inch Biceps.
Oh, man, I can't wait. This should be a good show.
Like, I've been swamped with emails. They've been writing. They say, Jack, you got to go audio. We love the show. I got people from all over the world. We got fans everywhere.
In the UK, even.
Even in the UK. We're huge in the Himalayas.
In Canada, I think we're pretty big.
Canada? Those damn Canucks.
Mexico.
Mexico's big.
Yeah, even though we don't even speak Spanish, so.
It's all right.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Ukraine? No habla espanol.
What do they even speak in the Ukraine?
Ukrainian.
Ukrainian. Oh, I see.
It doesn't matter what they speak. When Jack talks, they listen.
That's right. That's right. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the
state of wrestling?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about that.
Politics? Oh, okay, wrestling.
Whatever.
So did you watch Raw?
Oh yeah, I watched it. It was a hell of a show. It changed my life.
Yeah. It was life-altering. I feel like I'm a better person. I've grown.
Uh-huh. I did enjoy the you screwed Lita chance. That was a
yeah
part.
I think they were chanting "You screwed Matt," which
yeah,
was a little
you
odd.
Matt and
a little I different think, take on the story we've heard.
Weren't they switching back and forth or something like that? And then they'd say Matt, and then Edge screwed Lita.
Yeah. It seemed like they were trying to diet down, though.
Oh, I couldn't blame them there, man.
Yeah.
That, if you're recording a live show, you just turn that audio down.
So now Lita is, she's training, what's her name? Hemi?
Oh, Christy Hemi. That's Hemi yeah, Powered, man.
That's going to be good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It should
you
be.
You think she'll be will she pull off the Lita Karana? Maybe a little moonsault?
How bad was it that she did the freaking,
did she teach her to blow out her knee?
No, she taught Christy to do the,
the twist of fate. You think Lita will do that move now and they won't let Matt do it anymore?
Oh, that'd be awful.
Man.
I love the way they're solving the problem on this. So most likely they're just going to end up and sending him to SmackDown.
Yeah, he'll get buried and they'll become big stars.
And that will be, that's how it goes.
He stole his girlfriend, now they're going to steal his move. Oh, man, they're going to steal this move and give it to Christy Hemme. That's a slap in the face.
The Playboy centerfold. Ah, jeez.
What else? What happened to Snitsky?
Snitsky, man, he wasn't on last week's show, was he?
I don't think so.
He got hit by Benjamin with a chair. It bloodied his chin and he had to get out.
What about the... They were building up to the big Snitsky-Heidenreich tag match.
Uh-huh.
I was all set. I was going to record that match. I was going to keep it forever.
Yeah.
That was going to be my WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
Forget Hogan slamming Andre. Forget that. You got to see Snitsky and Heinrich tagging.
Well, I can't wait to see Hogan give the bionic hip to Muhammad Hassan, if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. That'll be good stuff. Think he'll break? He'll be the first guy to break out of the camel clutch.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to relive the Iron Sheik Hogan match?
Yeah. That's like a little bit before my time. I think I've seen a video of it, and I think it bored
me. Get the video.
Huh?
It's on tape. It's on tape. It's on DVD.
Isn't it on
the... You can download it off the internet.
Isn't it on Hulk Steel Rules?
You gotta come prepared.
I know.
It might be. Do you have that?
No. Which one? Hulk Steel Rules?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that DVD?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a good show. This is going to be the first of many, or one.
I'm thinking one. I'm running out of things to talk about.
All right, friends. All my fans out there, this is our last show. I hate to break your hearts. Send me some money, and maybe I'll keep it going.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
Right. There's nothing. If there's any wrestlers out there or fans of wrestling, or if you've ever heard the term wrestling, you can come on this show and we'll interview.
Pretty much.
You don't have to be Ole Anderson. You could be Slick Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a guy who posts on message boards under guest names. We'll take guest 187 on. If you have a relative who's a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah.
Send me an email. We'll get you on the show.
We're just going to go through the entire GIR message board until there's nobody left. And then
Then I'm going to that M&M message board.
Which one's that?
Monday Night Mayhem.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting that ref on.
We can interview him for a little bit. That ought to be pretty interesting.
Yeah. You can say that again.
Boy, I suck as a host.
I'm going to get that Johnny Swinger mark on.
Huh?
I'm going to get that Johnny Swinger mark on.
Oh,
he's
going to
tell me all about the time that he spent in the Johnny Swinger school.
Mm-hmm.
The Johnny Swinger seminar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ought to have learned a lot in that school, I imagine.
I think so.
Johnny Swinger's been wrestling for like, I don't know, like 10 years now.
And look at the fame he's gotten.
He's a superstar.
I think so.
Yeah. So, what is
it? So tonight?
What else is on the agenda?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking to Barbed Wire.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Ought to be an excellent interview. I talked to him a little bit the other
day. All the shows, they interview wrestlers. But we've got wrestling fans.
That's right, a show for the fans.
We're totally different than anything else that's out there. If you want to hear the thoughts of the wrestling fans, you come here.
Yep.
Not just wrestling fans, but the ones that care enough to post on message boards.
Naked pictures, by the way.
That's right. He's the man who found the nude pictures
of
Gail Kim.
Yep.
Well, topless pictures. I heard he's working on completely nude, full frontal nudity.
The uncensored ones.
That's right. They added the clothes on those.
Oh, yeah.
They were nudes. Guy got a little pro shop going. He added the panties. He added the jeans.
And now they're just great.
He added the hair. I heard she's bald.
That'd be something to see. A bald Asian woman.
Yeah. She was a big fan of Sinead O'Connor back in the day.
She'll become a priest soon.
Right. You never know. She'll be a molesting boy soon. This is a wrestling show. So let's get back to wrestling.
Oh, yeah. So you going to watch SmackDown tomorrow?
I'm going to be watching the SmackDown. Is it the SmackDown or just SmackDown, you think? I call it the SmackDown.
The SmackDown?
That's the way I roll.
Oh, okay. I see how you roll. Down here in WV, we roll on like three wheels and one's flat.
Well, as long as it gets you from point A to point B.
So
what are you looking for in SmackDown?
Huh?
What are you looking for in SmackDown? Think Michaels is going to be there?
It's hard to say. I barely even watched the last episode. I turned it off, and then I changed the channel a few times, and I don't know. He might show up. He might not. They're probably just going to do something gay where Kurt Angle is going to do, like, Shawn Michaels pass victories or some crap like that.
I read the spoilers. So here's a spoiler alert.
Oh.
I heard who he challenges for next week. And this is true. I'm not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
He challenges Marty Jannetty.
Marty Jannetty?
Yeah. So next week on SmackDown, I predict it'll be the highest-rated SmackDown in the history of SmackDown. The return to TV of rocker Marty Jannetty. Can you get any bigger than that?
I don't think so. Wasn't he outed
as... good stuff.
Wasn't he outed as being gay on GIR?
He was? I never heard that. I don't think so.
I think it was on the episode with, what's his name? Jack Victory.
Oh, really? I've heard stories, even with a lot of women back in the day.
Hmm.
I watched a shoot interview.
Oh, yeah?
He talks about having sex with, like, this girl in a wheelchair.
Huh.
This fan of his.
Maybe I'm mistaken. I'll have to go back and check my record.
This is the nice guy Jannetty is.
Oh.
He had this fan in a wheelchair who's a big fan of his, this girl. And Michaels told him, like, you got to do something for this girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And so what does he do? He lets her give him oral sex.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
She's already in a chair.
Yeah.
Probably already at the right...
That's a humanitarian.
Yeah.
So if I got any female fans out there listening to the show, that's the kind of guy I am. Send me pictures first. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really big on the wheelchair part either.
Well, you know, you turn the locks off, they can go back and forth and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So how many weeks are there till WrestleMania?
I haven't a clue.
I think there's still, like, 5 weeks.
Five?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to do the same thing every week. It'll be Michaels on SmackDown, Angle on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this six-man ladder match?
I don't know. It's looking interesting. I was kind of hoping that it wasn't going to be Kane in it. I thought they were going to announce Matt Hardy.
Yeah, they should have, like, a better working guy in there.
Yeah, but
hopefully they're just going to have Kane, like, trash everyone.
He'll probably just stand in the corner for a few hours or something, and then just choke slam everybody every now and then.
Yeah.
Why
isn't it for the IC belt?
I don't know. Where is Shelton Benjamin?
Well, he lost.
Oh,
he was there.
He lost.
He lost to Benoit.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. On Raw. Tapped out to Benoit.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the IC champ.
Benoit is now? Shows what
no, it wasn't for the belt. I don't think they even mentioned the belt. He comes to the ring with the belt and he loses.
Oh. I wasn't even paying that much attention then.
Man.
What about
Hassan messing up the finish last week in the Benoit match?
Oh, that was awful, man. That was like,
this is my problem. He messes up the finish. It looks bad, so they don't do the finish. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to keep him strong because he's going to fight Hogan at Mania. That's mm-hmm. the plan.
Yeah.
So they go to a different finish. Why don't they switch the finish to him pinning Benoit with a different move?
I don't know. I think
no,
it was...
they have him lose the match.
Yeah. I think it was just a split.
They're mad at him because they want to keep him strong to give him a big win over Benoit to build him up for Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
So they have him get disqualified.
I don't know. It just seemed like it was a split decision. They didn't really know what to do at the end because... they didn't expect that to happen. And
well, why didn't Benoit hit him in the nuts and him get disqualified and Hassan would still be undefeated?
I don't know.
Now they can't say the undefeated Hassan. Do you remember when Tatanka used to be in the WWE?
No, not really. That's kind of before my time.
Oh, and he was undefeated for like a year. And every time he'd come out, it was like Gorilla Monsoon would say, it's the undefeated Native American Tatanka.
Mm.
It was like his nickname. It was the undefeated Native American.
That's a good name.
Yeah. So now they messed it up. They can't call Hassan the undefeated Arab American.
Oh, yeah.
He could be this generation's Tatanka.
Hmm. Excellent.
Mixed with Iron Sheik. You can't get better than that.
Ah.
So you've never seen Tatanka?
No, not really. That was before my time of watching
oh,
wrestling.
Oh, man.
I have
That's
a big
good stuff.
Gap. I stopped watching when The Undertaker came in, and then I started watching again the night Goldberg won the title.
Oh, okay. Oh, you missed some good gimmicks.
Oh, I did. I know I did. I've seen
that. Tonka. He was the man.
I missed
he used to come
all.
Out to an Indian war chant, or a Native American war chant.
I've read about it.
Hey! 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 I'm going to do that in every episode.
You're going to do that every episode?
I'm going to do the Tatanka war chant.
That should be pretty entertaining.
We can open the show with that, yeah. Then everyone will turn it off.
And, uh-huh.
You know,
if they haven't turned it off already.
True. So how many people do you think will listen to this?
Probably, I've calculated, and probably about six. And then next week it will...
That was my guess. I went conservative six.
Next week it will...
Next week we'll go up to what? Eight?
I was actually going to say...
Word of mouth will spread?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like wildfire. Like wildfire Tommy Rich.
Tommy Rich, baby.
Yeah. I heard Missy Hyatt on a show, and she talked about Tommy Rich.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was the first guy she gave a blowjob to. She seemed very proud about this fact.
That's excellent.
I'm going to ask Barb Wire that question.
So you think we should...
Is he on?
I don't know. He hasn't gone on yet. I hope he doesn't stand us up here. It's going
Man,
so well so far.
The first show.
Huh?
The first show.
Well, he got 5 minutes. So.
Yeah. He's an exclusive guest, I want everybody to know. He's never been on any other show.
No. Never.
He's never been on Get in the Ring. That's our favorite show, Get in the Ring.
Number
Everyone
one, baby.
Everyone go and listen to Get in the Ring on Audio Wrestling.
AudioWrestling.com.
Right. Chris Chisholm has never interviewed him?
No.
The great Chris Chisholm.
Chris Cash. He's quite the ladies' man, so I hear.
Yeah, he's the man. Dave Meltzer has never interviewed him?
Nope. Dave Meltzer.
Mike Johnson has never interviewed him?
Mike Johnson? Oh, okay, Mike Johnson. Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah. Mean Gene Okerlund has never interviewed him.
Mean Gene Okerlund?
That's right. He's never interviewed Barb Wire.
Ah.
And we have him on today. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
If he's not passed out in the gutter somewhere.
Hmm. Well, how about we take a break for a little while?
All right.
See if Barb pops up. And we'll be back with, hopefully, Barb Wire. If not, who knows?
First time ever.
I'm a nice man. Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Yes, I'm a nice man.
All right, we finally got you on the show. How does it feel to be here?
Well, this might come as a surprise to you, but I am honored. I mean, I'm really glad to get the opportunity now to tell you for the first time just how good it is to be here on the inaugural show. It's a complete honor. It just blows my mind that I'm here talking to you and that one-inch bloke, whatever. And it's just... I can't express in words just how aroused I am right now.
10 years from now, when they look back at all the great guests we've had, they can say barbed wire was definitely the first.
And probably the sexiest.
And quite possibly the last.
Well, I don't know about that one. I mean, we're sounding pretty
good. We'll have them on again, and it'll be the last on the last show. When
that's
we're
like,
old and we decide to retire
that's
with all the money we've made.
All the chicks and the Deadpool lifestyle's going to get to you sometime, gentlemen.
Yeah. Wait, are we going to come out with T-shirts that say, like, Jay in...
Jacking off in your head? Never a bad time for a little jacking off.
You never know, yeah.
As the self-appointed image consultant for the show, I think you're going to have to go with something a little more user-friendly than jacking off in your head. What you could go with is jacking off presents in your head.
Ah,
it's got a crappy ring to it.
All right.
That sounds good.
Jack is back.
It's kind of like the old pay-per-views, in your head, in your house pay-per-views.
Right. Only in,
exactly.
We'll be in your house too, in your house, in your head, on your mind, in
or
your dreams,
your computer,
or in your bed.
That's for the lucky winner.
That's a scary thought.
Remember, in your house, the first one they had, they gave away a house. Do you remember that? Honestly, they gave away a house.
They gave away a house.
I can't remember it.
Yeah, on the very first In Your House pay-per-view.
What kind of house was it?
I sent my name in. I don't know, it was Todd Pettengale gave it out? One of the all-time greats?
It was probably his house.
And that girl, remember that girl was on there? Oh, she looked kind of like
who?
Todd Pettengale. I don't remember her name.
Maybe it was Todd.
Well, we're going to have a contest in your bed. The winner gets 1-inch biceps in your bed.
So do I have to, like, live at their house, or...?
Yeah, basically live at their house and they have to feed you.
I don't know.
For a month.
I don't know if I can leave my parents' basement.
All right,
ever.
Well, they can bring the bed to your house.
That's better. They can make themselves...
But this isn't home. About us. This is about barbed wire.
It is.
For 10 minutes.
Tell us a little
questions?
Something about yourself.
I'm dastardly pretty. I can't avoid that. It's unfair not to let you know, to be honest.
Are you a big fan of Sir Adam and the Phantom?
No, I hate both of them. Talentless hacks.
Goodness.
No, the Phantom's pretty cool. I like his hair.
All right, we've got a question here from some of the fans. Super Thermotite asks,
bring it on.
Which did you prefer making, Mallrats or Clerks?
Hmm. I think what I preferred making more than anything else was, I don't know, I'm going for a sexual innuendo. I'm going to just say his mum. It's, I'm lazy, but it's 25 to 4 in the morning. What do you want from me?
That's the dedication you have to have. Be part of this show. You have to greet him. Come on, any hours. 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. All right. Tyler asks, how many pounds could you get for an ounce of skunk?
Well, you're reading that question wrong for a start.
This is my show.
I...
Don't tell
Shut
me...
Shut up. I'm a guest.
You could be off just like that.
Well, what's he mispronouncing? Is the skunk part?
Ooh.
Look, I'm from America. I can't read British. I put this through.
I think what Tyler wants to know is
British to English. And that's what I got.
Yeah. Well, I think what he's asking is how much for an ounce of skunk. To which I can only add, I only do legitimate business deals. I don't get involved in that kind of thing. It's bad for my reputation.
So, is like skunk a slang word for marijuana?
There and about.
I believe it's the black end with the white streak down its back there. I don't know what they do in West Virginia.
The thing that smells like McDonald's french fry farts whenever you run over them on the road.
I'd like to comment why it's taken so long for us to finish this interview. Barbed wire's lawyers had sent us a list of questions I wasn't allowed to ask.
Nothing to do with that dead boy they found in my pool. You can't ask that. That's a no-no. Legally.
But the inch man, he said, rip it up, Jack. We won't be held back.
Let's drop this bomb. It's gone so well so far.
So how long have you been a wrestling fan?
I don't know.
do you like wrestling?
I don't know. What?
How long have you been a Jackanoff fan?
Oh, God. It's all of my years, really. I think I'm 19 at this point. It's just... It's got to have been about 18 years, I think. I've just idolized the man that is.
It's understandable.
It really is. Is that the depth of the questions? Just one from Super Thermo Type that really made no sense. That was a stupid question. You should be ashamed of yourself for even asking that question. I mean, seriously, if I was not a nice bloke, I'd ask you to go outside and end yourself. And Tyler... It's, what are you trying to do, get me in trouble here with the police? You know they monitor this show. You know full well that they're going to be after me.
Are
That's why I'm
bobbies?
A legitimate businessman.
This is a hugely popular show.
It is. It's listened to in the White House, I'll guarantee. I mean, this is for America by Americans and me.
Well, some things now, they have like what they call a cult following. And really that's become mainstream.
Ours is probably going to end up being a
We're taking
one.
It old school. To be truly old underground and have a cult following, you need like 6 fans.
All 6 of which are 1 inch's grandmother.
And that is our goal.
We only have 2 grandmothers.
I don't care.
What are you saying? I have 6.
What?
Weren't they sisters, though?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you got sisters? I'm asking because I'm horny.
I won't dignify that with an answer.
How about your brother, then? Is he free? I'm not ready for so.
So what do you think? What do you think about the message board nowadays?
Oh, nowadays, it's just degenerated. Originally, it was a businessman's society, but what with people like that one-inch bicep fella joining up, it's gone to hell.
I'm the world champ, buddy.
What do you think about some of the members we've lost in the past?
I miss Oro, or Aro, whatever he wanted it pronounced. Well, they always try to get the R or the L. It usually comes out wrong, so I suppose he pronounces it Olo.
What about the semi-retarded Puerto Rican?
This
guy. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Lex Bugger?
Yes. I don't miss him at all.
We're going to have him on the show next week.
It's
going to be hard to find. Bumping the
Sigmund. What did you think about the return of The Rock or Marty Jannetty?
I was all for it. Tashley Boots.
I think we were all for it.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I barely knew who the guy was.
On a side note, earlier in the show, I had a spoiler that Jannetty was going to be on SmackDown this week. But obviously, by the time anyone listens to this, that probably happened 3 or 4 months ago.
Well, I read a spoiler today that says he lost, which, what a guy.
What about the snake? Jake the Snake Roberts. Probably one of the all-time greatest promo guys in the business.
My absolute idol, I think. I mean, I've tried to live my life according to his teachings. I think
that's
quite
a good
well.
Message for all the youngsters out there.
It is, be like the snake.
Mm-hmm. He makes a good bull model.
Be like the snake, or fucking else, man. Whatever, you're...
I think they just had like a bunch of socks in his bag there. I don't think they actually had an actual snake. You didn't see it move any, or maybe it was just his dead one that he killed.
If I remember correctly, the earthquake squashed it many years ago.
Well, there was a snake. There was a snake on Raw, because after Raw went off the air, he ran out with one, and he laid out Flair and put the snake on Flair. And then he DDT'd, I think it was Triple H, and put the snake on Triple H. So there was a snake there. We weren't ripped off entirely.
Are you looking forward to WrestleMania?
No, I'm not going to see it. I don't pay.
No. I thought you all got the pay-per-views for free over there. They're always bitching about that on the board. I think,
yeah, we used to.
Intro, Jack. Then you used to.
Now, do you think this is fair? Here in America, we pay for these pay-per-views.
Yeah.
In the UK, you guys get it for free, and then complain when it's shown at an inconvenient time. Not only do you want it for free, but you want it on at 8 o'clock. But why don't they just put it on anytime you want?
Well, I've got to clear something up. I think we get about 4 free a year, or we have to pay for 4 a year. None of which I get to see anyway, so it doesn't really bother me who's paying what. But for you to sit there and bitch and kvetch that we get to see however many free, it just... fills me with a complete lack of caring. It's just, I hypothetically care, of course.
Well, I believe WWE has about 72 pay-per-views a year now, with all the split brands.
Mm. Yeah.
None of them do we get for free. Hence the name pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you're entitled to free pay-per-views?
I don't know, because we won... the war, because we, you know, we killed some Irish people once, probably, by the dozens. You're not listening at all, are you, Inch?
Yeah, I am. You said something about Irish people, and I was trying to think of something to come up with running the snakes out of Ireland, but I got nothing.
Wasn't it Ireland where he starved the snake to death? Could have been.
Wasn't Jake the Snake living in England?
He was. Maybe he got out of there to escape some kind of jail sentence, but I do know he appeared on our equivalent of Jerry, Jerry Springer, judging a male beauty contest of some sort.
So say if Jake the Snake got back in the car with Barry Blaustein, and they went over to the UK. Do you think Jake would flee because he can't go back to the UK because he's wanted in the UK?
First of all, Incher, it would be hard to drive a car from America to the UK.
Oh.
Well, you can try.
Oh. I like
everybody out there has to remember, my man Incher, he's from West Virginia. I know geography, it's taught a little differently down there.
You know those big balloon things that James Bond had? That he could, run across the ocean on?
Right.
I'd like to make a car like that.
Well,
this is an idea.
It's an idea.
It's a terrible one.
That's what you have to do. All you kids out there, you have to have an idea and dream. Not everybody can be Jack.
Not everyone.
You sound like the British Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime?
Just the way...
Transformers, more than meets the eye, my friend.
Yeah. Just the way he's coming across on the speaker, it's very funny.
I believe that's a British accent.
Yeah, I know.
Optimus Prime wasn't British.
Different parts of Britain have different accents.
They do.
Some talk like this, some have proper accents, and some sound like
then you got
Ozzy. Now Ozzy Osbourne, I have to say, his voice gets to me, but I don't like to admit it because he was born and brought up about 10 minutes from where I live now. So.
Ah, that's neat.
He was part of wrestling once, was he not?
I believe
was he at a WrestleMania?
I believe he accompanied, the British Bulldogs to the ring at WrestleMania?
I believe so.
I don't know nothing about that. I know Alice Cooper was there. WrestleMania.
Okay, Incher, for next time, I want you, you have to rent WrestleMania 1 through 20.
Okay.
You have to watch them all. Study them. Remember them. Get up to history. All right? You have to come prepared.
What kind of stat boy are you, really?
Say what? Was that a question for me?
Yeah.
Well, could you repeat the question?
What kind of stat boy are you?
Oh, I'm not very good at all. I just started I stopped watching around when The Undertaker came in. And then I started watching when Goldberg came in, so. Sorry.
Christ, you got terrible timing.
All right, barbed wire. If there's any one wrestler or wrestling manager, anyone in wrestling, that if you could just kick square in the balls, who would you choose?
Jazz.
Who was that?
Jazz. Or maybe Judge Jeff Jones.
Judge Jeff Jones. Now there's a name we all know and love.
I know Judge Jeff Jones. I know that guy.
Do you think he'll be part of the ECW pay-per-view?
Oh, God, I hope not. Wasn't he just a referee that gave a gimmick?
Yes, he carried one of the mallets. What do you call that a judge hits?
A gavel.
A gavel. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, why would you choose him?
The gavel.
Do you hate judges?
I have a personal vendetta against judges, but that's got nothing to do with it. I just don't like him.
Do you think maybe the gimmick was ahead of its time? Because now we have all these daytime court TV shows. You got Judge Joe Brown, Judge Curtis Mathis, Judge Judy, the People's Court. Maybe if that gimmick came around now, it would be more popular.
Judges are big nowadays.
What's that supposed to mean?
I haven't a clue.
Oh, good.
Do you think Trinity's gross?
No. I think she's exactly the kind of woman you'd want to have some form of vicious, ugly, disgusting, sadomasochistic one-night stand with, which is certainly my bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about you?
You know, if... if the voice gets to you, you know what you can do. If you can't exactly talk with a mouthful, it's rude.
The show's taking a turn.
Are you a TNA fan?
I try.
What do you think of Jeff Jarrett as a champion?
Daddy's World Heavyweight Champion. I really am bored with him to the point where when the TNA pay-per-views, which I should point out, I don't pay for. They come on the television, free TV. When they come on, I usually turn off before the main event comes on. I can't be arsed with him at this point. I couldn't be arsed with him in 1999. He bores me.
Do you have any questions, Incher? That's my man. Come prepared as usual.
He's on the ball.
What's your favorite wrestling book? That you've
my favorite wrestling book?
That you've read, if any.
I've not read any. No.
Have
no,
you ever read any books?
I read the PWI Almanac for the year 1995. Yeah.
Can't say I read that one. I picked up the Death of WCW today. I read
that's a good book.
I read the first 30 pages. Seems like it's shaping up to be a pretty good book.
It's a good read.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, really, just personally, something I wondered is, where is Mysteries of Wrestling solved? Where is it? I'm looking, I can't find it, it's not available anywhere. What's going on? Someone needs to get the finger out.
It's a mystery. So you have to read the book to find out where you get the book.
It's a paradox, yeah.
They didn't work this out ahead of time. They should have thought this out a little better.
Yeah.
The biggest mystery is where to get the book. The secret is in the book.
I know where to get the book. All right.
I believe you can pre-order at Amazon.com.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You took my damn line, man.
Yeah, you can pre-order it from Sir Adam on Amazon.com.
Yep.
Now, this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on this show are members of the Get in the Ring message board.
Really?
Right.
You want to judge that?
So most likely they are fans of Get in the Ring.
Well, there's a decent chance, yeah.
So if we are plugging something for Get in the Ring on this show, we're talking to the few fans that care enough about Get in the Ring to go on their message board, and of those, the very few that would care enough to listen to my show, which probably means they bought the book by now.
Which is probably a dozen.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. Well, it's more than the six we planned for.
I'll tell you what. Go out and buy the book, send it to Inter, and he'll autograph it for you.
I'll be happy to do that for anybody who wants to send me the book. I'll sign my name. I'll sign Sir Adam if you want me to.
See?
Whatever you want me to sign. I'll draw a picture of myself. I'll even cut my wrist and put some blood on it.
There you go. He's always willing to sacrifice for the show.
Just get yourself a Hep C vaccination before it comes.
Or not. You know, he's easy. He doesn't care.
He just hangs
around with drunks all day anyway.
You do have to get a vaccination whenever you work there.
I think I might get a vaccination just if I met Incher.
I'd want to get vaccinated against West Nile virus, of course.
Have you read the Jacking Off in Your Head transcripts from our prior interviews?
I think so, yeah.
What were your opinions?
Is this an interview about what I think of you?
Basically. I would like to know what you think of me.
Well, personally, and I don't like to admit this, but I'm in love with you.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't come as a shock. I get this all the time.
If you don't reciprocate it, I might go into a downward spiral and write terrible poetry about it.
You write poetry?
Well, I might do if he didn't reciprocate my love.
So basically, you're Heidenreich.
Well, I've raped my nephew Michael Coles.
This is interesting. This is interesting. Because there was somebody who was writing poetry on the board under the Heidenreich name. Now, we might be coming to something here.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, fuck.
That was good poetry, though.
Man, that was...
Yeah.
It was better than the stuff Heidenreich writes.
He had some great freaking posts. I love... Heidenreich needs to come back. If you're listening, Heidenreich, please
you're
come
out
back
there.
To the message board.
Come back to the boards. Come on the show.
You put a smile on my face.
Now, take this for what it's worth. I was reading the SmackDown spoilers just a few minutes ago. And during the course of which, Heidenreich cut a promo to Booker T telling him that he inspired Heidenreich to go more ethnic. Now, I'm not entirely sure what that means, whether he's going to start coming out and, you know, doing the Hitler salute, and we won't develop that any further, or whether he's going to start coming out wearing one of those Rastafarian hats, I don't know. But it could be hilarious.
I'd like to...
I read originally that the original idea for Heidenreich was he was going to be a frozen Nazi. Thought out.
They could, like, throw him out of the
thing. I'm dead serious.
You're serious about that?
I'm serious.
That would be awesome. I mean, what's Kevin Sullivan when you need him?
They should just, like, paint him blue and put him in that on that fist over
he
the
could be a
now.
Nazi Smurf?
Well, were there any Jewish Smurfs?
Adolf Smurf. There were no Jewish Smurfs.
No, exactly. That answered your question. Was
Sneezy?
There a question to answer? Who knows?
You think Sneezy was Jewish?
I don't even think he was a Smurf, was he?
I'm not up on my Smurfs. I'll have to come prepared for next week.
Wasn't he one of the drawers?
Do they have the Smurfs on DVD?
I don't believe so, not yet. But I don't really know.
There's massive demand for it.
Do they have wrestling in England besides the WWE?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone there that you think could make it here in the United States?
Oh, no. It's all terrible.
Didn't WWE sign someone from Britain?
I really don't know. I mean, I say they're terrible, which is just my way of saying I've never seen them wrestle.
I see.
So I can't really give you an honest opinion other than that I don't like them, which is really exclusive.
I just wish Nathan Jones would come back.
He's good.
You're still on this. You miss him. You miss him. The didgeridoo of death. How can you not like that?
Who did you like better, Nathan Jones or Outback Jack? Or was he before your day intro?
why don't you ask Barb that question?
Who is the greatest Australian wrestler of all time, Nathan Jones or Outback Jack? The
it's
debate
Nathan
rages.
Jones. It's Nathan Jones. There's no question. Okay, Outback Jack might have anally raped his dog, but Nathan Jones was in prison. So just think of the blokes he got it on with.
Outback Jack, he did the boomerang. One of the greatest wrestling moves ever. He gave a clothesline, he ran across the ropes, and gave another clothesline.
Paul Hogan
fantastic.
Was
he also had the theme song.
Paul Hogan was...
Guys, remember the theme song?
I've got to be honest, I don't.
Well, don't look to me to sing it.
Come on.
Tie me kangaroo down, me sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Come on. I believe it's the national anthem of Australia.
Oh. That's Waltzing Matilda.
That's why people listen to this, to learn.
If they haven't
learned
things.
If anyone's
well,
still listening.
Almost half an hour now of absolutely nothing.
I feel sorry for you.
So what do you think about the Matt and Lita thing? How do you feel about that?
Is it a work?
I think it's absolutely hilarious. I really do.
Have you seen the photos?
I have, well, what photos? I've seen a photo of them together at a concert, which, I mean, I don't know. I mean, originally it sounded like Matt was being a bloke about it, but now it just sounds like he's a whiny bitch with a live journal.
Yeah.
Going on and on and on and on and on. I hope she comes around. No, see, she paid for her training in Mexico with sex. She's got out on the road and had sex with a Muppet. I mean, what more could you possibly need? I mean, she's a filthy drug addict, or it was at one point, or this is a completely alleged. I mean, I'm just learning on the fly from Sir Adam here. It's all alleged.
What do you think about the tattoo?
I think it's what? Wait, whose tattoo?
Lita's.
I like it.
I think you're, like, the only person in the world that actually likes the Lita tattoo.
I have a matching tattoo. Really?
You have one just like Lita's?
Yeah. I actually have a tattoo of Lita with that tattoo.
Oh. You've got the bottom lip tattooed, you know.
Yeah, I've seen that in that book.
Yeah.
Does it say anything, or is it like a picture?
It says punk.
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 Mm-hmm. CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say CM, but punk.
Huh?
I don't know.
I know the guy, Kane Hodder, who played Jason in 7 through 8, he had a kill written on his bottom lip, or upper lip. Can't remember which one.
Really,
which ones was he in?
7 through 8.
His inter brings the show to a screeching halt.
I'm good at that, ain't I?
If we ever start in the first place.
He was
Are you recording this?
Oh yeah, we're recording. We're
oh, thank God.
We're live right now, baby.
Oh, okay.
We got people in the chat room. We got
all right, guys.
Well,
send some questions.
We got guys shitting on the porch. It's all going down here. I'll tell you what, boy. Yeah.
Goodness.
Have you ever visited America?
No.
Is it a dream of yours?
Canada. I want to go to Canada someday. Hell yeah.
Why? Some Canadian bacon?
All right, yeah.
Maple syrup?
Log cabins.
I've never tried it. The log cabins, that's what gets me.
Visit the Heart Mansion? Get stretched in the dungeon?
Yeah, they knocked that down.
Yeah.
They sold Heart.
So, if there's no Heart Dungeon there, why would you want to visit Canada?
There's some hot people there. I really don't know. What are you asking me? There's trees.
Big Michael J. Fox fans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are they big on Michael J. Fox in Canada?
I don't think Michael J. Fox is big anywhere, to be honest.
He's Canadian.
He is?
And short. Yeah. And he's short as well. That was the joke there.
Hey.
Sorry, it went over your head.
Hey.
What are you doing, Nate?
I'm only like 5'6".
You little son of a shit.
Huh?
Mate, you're about 5'11".
Jack?
I'm about 7'2".
Really?
Oh, my God. 350 pounds. 0% body fat.
Can you do your Tanaka war cry?
I believe that's only one per show.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were recording another show since it's been like...
Kayfabe that, brother.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
This is all live, by the way. Just for people.
They choked to death live on the radio. Live on a tape recorder.
I'm not really going to say what it is.
It's a VCR, people.
Son of a bitch.
You going to sack me now?
Well, afterwards, we'll send this to the editors. We'll have it all cleaned up.
We might have 1 inch's just disgusting swearing spree from just 5 minutes ago. We'll edit that out, get rid of it. It's offensive to all. It's offensive to children, blind people, people with mental disabilities. It doesn't need to be heard by people in America, much less my fans in England, Tyler being one of them, of course.
I sounded like a middle schooler. Just cussing and swearing. I'm ashamed of
Who would you like to see brought back? We've seen Jannetty. We've seen the snake.
Mm.
Anything else? Anyone else?
Who would I like to see brought back?
Well, Damien Demento action going on?
No, I think if I was going to go for someone, it would have to be Max Moon.
Max Moon. That was good stuff. That was. I'm taking a guess this was before in my man Intra's days.
Probably was.
Yep.
There we go.
Used to wear a jetpack.
Yeah, the original Max
Moon.
It was
sweet stuff, man. Now, imagine this. A guy in a blue suit. He looks like he's from the future. He's like a Jetsons kind of guy going on. He's got the jetpack, and he'd hop up the ring.
Now, I did read about him in the
WrestleCrap?
WrestleCrap, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What current characters in wrestling today will be inducted into WrestleCrap in the future?
Well, that is a good... Hmm. You know, I really don't think they go in much in the way of character-wise WrestleCrap. But angle-wise, that's a good one. You could go anywhere with that. I mean, what has Kane versus Gene Snitsky actually done? I mean, apart from the Snitsky baby killing, which was all just gold.
God,
I'm a big
really.
Snitsky fan.
He gets, like,
yeah,
uglier.
He punted that baby.
I like the beard.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm growing one of them. I've got it.
I'm growing the beard. I've got the Lita tattoo. I've got the Snitsky beard.
I got the hairline.
I got the Chris Adams glass eye.
Bitchin'.
I chopped my foot off. Went to the Kerry Von Erich.
Well, are you gonna just... Let's not go for the Von Erich family. That's a dangerous...
Why? Who's gonna come after me? They're all dead.
Well, what, there's one of them left who's selling the best of...
Yeah, but he's like so burnt out, man.
Now, you see, I'm quite ashamed of myself. Well, actually, I'm proud, but I'm going to say I'm ashamed, so I sound like a nice guy. But I saw the advert for the Best of the Von Erichs DVD for a limited time only, and my immediate thought was, well, of course, pretty soon, he'll have killed himself. Which, I'm such a vile person.
You know, there's some old holds you don't see now. You don't see these moves anymore.
Yeah, the Phil Nelson
thing,
should be one of them.
What's old is new again. You got the full Nelson is being used by Chris Masters. Fantastic move, the full Nelson.
Mm.
What about the claw? You could give the claw to Heidenreich.
Oh.
The iron claw.
The iron curtain.
You think this would bring Heidenreich over the top? Main event?
Hmm.
WrestleMania 22?
I really think it's going to take the old glory knee drop to get Heidenreich over.
Heidenreich versus Snitsky, WrestleMania 22, that's my prediction. Main event.
Oh, God. No.
That's money.
Can we at least paint him blue?
Make a smurf?
I just had to stop the show for a minute, I'm sorry.
Are we going too fast for you?
Are you writing this all down?
No.
Oh. I want you to start writing up transcripts.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hated doing this thing.
For no particular reason, just I'd like you to do extra work.
Just to keep me busy?
Oh,
okay.
Keep out of trouble.
I'm just playing in traffic any other time, so... Some busy work could be used.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Barb?
What would I like to plug? Well, there's The Mysteries of Wrestling Solved, which should be coming to a bookstore near you sometime. Well, who knows when.
We're all big fans of Get in the Ring here, so buy the book.
Absolutely.
Sir Adam has actually even replied to emails.
Really? Did he send any questions for me?
No.
Well, then I don't want to hear about him.
Let's plug www.voiceofwrestling.com.
So we're all big Chris Chisholm fans here.
How about...
Who?
Chris Chisholm.
Who? I have no idea who you're talking about.
www.audiowrestling.com.
We are all big fans of audio wrestling.
Yes, they rule. If they'd give me a free membership, you know, that'd be awesome.
Well, you're the first guest on here, so, I mean, if they don't give you a free membership.
www.getintheringtv.
That's TV, not .com.
No, it's not TV for some reason. Who knows why?
What happens if you go to .com? Is it like the movie The Ring?
I think it just gives you one of those pages, like, cannot be displayed or something like that.
It's kind of boring. I was hoping, like, you'd die. Like, your eyes would melt.
Well, I'll check.
Poop yourself.
I'm not doing
your
anything.
Brain explodes and oozes out your ears.
Well, I survived.
So don't
the
go
interview.
There. Go to getintheRing.tv.
www.pwinsider.com.
Why are we plugging
No,
there?
I don't go there.
All right.
You get all these pop-ups and you got to pay money.
www.
Just send me some money.
WrestlingObserver.com.
All right. Yeah.
If you're fans of this show, send me some money.
www.betweentheropes.com.
If anybody's out there wants to come on the show, email me at jackisbackbrother@hotmail.com. I'm going to set up a PayPal account, send some money, keep the show going. It doesn't cost us anything to do this show, so I'll buy myself
cost lots.
A DVD player.
Yeah. Might upgrade.
Buy myself, you know.
Do you have any other websites you'd
food?
Like to plug? Jack?
I'd like to thank Ron Hex. He sings our opening theme, Andre the Giant song. You can go to ronhex.com and buy the CD. He's a personal friend of mine.
Cool. Well,
did you listen to the theme song?
Yeah, I've listened to the theme song. Barb?
Well, I hope so. I meant Barb Wire.
We have a theme song?
No, when we do this show, we're going to have a guest, and we'll interview him.
Yeah.
So when I ask questions, it's mostly directed towards the guest. You're the co-host,
uh-huh.
So you're supposed to ask questions with me.
I couldn't think of any questions.
I'm just trying to explain how this works.
I know how it works. I've listened to...
I figure after we do 1,000 or so, we'll know what we're doing.
We'll be running smooth then, maybe.
Yeah. We'll be interviewing Barb 998 times.
We come back next week, Barb.
Then we'll have a thermotite on.
Barb,
one of these weeks.
Please come back next week. Please.
Then the next week after that, we'll have Inter with his fake accent. Pretending to be Barb.
Please listen next week.
And then we're going to have Tennessee Lee.
That'd be awesome, man.
I just want to say that's Inter's dream. Someday we're going to have Tennessee Lee on the show.
I'd love to get Tennessee Lee. Okay, I guess that about
I
does
think
it.
Barb has left.
Yep.
He was fed up. He had enough.
He hanged up on us. Who could
hung
blame
up.
Him?
He was in awe.
All right, let's end this thing.
All right. So don't forget to email me, jackisbackbrother, all one word, no space, @hotmail.com.
Thank
you. If you want to come on the show, if you're a wrestler, a wrestling fan, you've heard of wrestling, you have something to plug, as long as you're not mute, we will not interview mutes.
Yeah, that would be a rough one.
Right.
Goodbye.
Thank you. And remember, there's never a bad time for a little jacking off. Okay, Barbed Wire, we're at the end of the show. We've all gone on this journey. We've grown. Now let's have a moment of reflection.
Yes.
Okay, now that's over. What's the last thing you want to plug?
I think if I could take this time out to plug a very good friend of mine who I mean, it would be really helpful to if you'd all pop by our site and do something. Do a little voting, do a little sign in the guest book. www.tubgirl.com. No spaces, just tubgirl. One word.
Tub?
And just tub, T-U-B, girl.com. And just, you know, give her a hand because she needs the help.
Excellent. All right.
All right. Yeah. Could you say that in English, please, Incher?
www.tubgirl.com.
All right. I'm sorry. I just couldn't understand there.
Okay. All righty. Well, I think that does us for today, this edition. Bye.
The first edition.
Inaugural. And it's going to stand up as the best. And that's not egotism.
Oh, my God. I certainly hope not.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and listening.
Goodbye, America.
Stay out of trouble.